Blog Talk Radio.
You're about to listen to the Roman Show, the most informative show in mixed martial arts and pro wrestling on the net. Award-winning journalist Rodolfo Roman tackles and gets down to the nitty-gritty of the sport with exclusive interviews. Sit back, relax, stay up to date. Let the Roman Show inform you. Call in live to participate. 714-868-0222. Let the Roman Show begin.
I'm WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and I like to listen to The Roman Show. Tough guy, ho!
Ladies and gentlemen, we're bringing to you December 15th, Bombshells and Jingle Bells. Sponsored by the American Top Team and LPJobs.com. We're bringing to you the best in professional ladies wrestling here in South Florida. An extravaganza, top female wrestlers in the world, descending upon Hollywood, Florida on December 15th. In the name of charity, in the name of holiday spirit giving, we're going to give 100% of the profit to the Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital. We're going to have the NWA World Ladies Champion, Casey Carlisle, in the house. She'll be fighting La Rosa Negra from the island of Puerto Rico, the battling bombshell champion. Joining us from the island of Puerto Rico will be La Morena, Amazona. From Florida, Lima Bates, Santana Garrett. The FCW superstar, Sue Young. The Diva Vita from Philadelphia, Sienna Duval. We'll have Cherry Lane and Solo Dowling also in the house with Calypso and Angel Rolls. But that's not it. We have one more featured match. A 12-man Yuletide Seasons Beating Battle Royal with 12 of the best male athletes will be in the ring. The last two standing will fight and get a contract for any championship on NWA Ring Warriors or on FOW Future of Wrestling. Don't miss this December 15th. Bombshells and Jingle Bells. Hollywood, Florida. We'll see you there.
Yo, hey, monkey, it's me, DDP, the king of bada bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion, and you, well, you monkey, you're listening to the Roman Show, and that's not a bad thing, that's a good thing.
Getting close to the end of the year, December 11th, the Roman Show coming back at you with a stacked show on this Tuesday evening. We've got a long list of guests on this show tonight with Luke Hawks, professional wrestler and owner of a Louisiana company, very well known in the area. And that is none other than Wildcat Sports Entertainment in Louisiana, putting on some great wrestling shows. We also have the NWA Women's Champion, the NWA Ring Warriors event will take place this coming Saturday, December 15th, and you can see Casey Carlesley in action. She'll be putting up her title up against La Rosa Negra, who was on the show last week. To get tickets, you can visit NWARingWarriors.com. That's going to be in Hollywood, Florida. And also we have Jack Sabbath, CEO of ICW, Impact Championship Wrestling, promotion that has made a lot of impact in the Northeast. He'll be on the program as well. We have a long list of I'm a little under the weather, but despite that, guys, we're going to have a great show. But first and foremost, before we welcome in our first guest, Luke Hawks, we're going to welcome in a section very much loved here on the program, Laughing with Felix. And Nelly is off today. She won't be on the program with the entertainment section. But we do have weird news. That'll be towards the end of the show. So that's kind of give you the synopsis of what's going to go down tonight here on The Roman Show. Make sure you follow the action on Twitter, at RomanDH, hashtag Roman Show. Lou Cox will be right after Laughing with Felix. Felix, how you doing, my man? How's everything going? What you got for us this week?
Not that much, Roman, but I got two or three little things that will hopefully make you laugh. How's everything over there on your side?
We're a little bit under the weather, but we're alive. So let's get a little laugh going.
Yeah, so I see the holidays are coming up, you know, like Christmas and New Year's, which means a lot of drunk drivers. Okay, what's so bad about just staying sleeping inside of your car after a long night of drinking? Like, if you're partying, that means you're basically a grown-up. What's the worst that could happen, huh? What, is your mom going to disconnect your PlayStation 3? Is she going to call in and cancel your Netflix? Just take a nap. Just wait it out, instead of crashing and causing a deadly accident. Next time you're going to go out and drink, make a quick list. Number one, your keys. Number two, your wallet. Number three, a gallon of milk. And number four, a snuggie and a pillow. I'm so tired of hearing drunk driving this and drunk driving that. Come on, man, we're grown-ups. It's kind of like when you see a toddler on a sugar high and you're like, huh, what an idiot kid. The same thing goes to us. The same thing goes to grown-ups who can't hold their liquor and even more wanting to drive. Get out of my way. I got to take my kids to school. Come on, guys. Drink and don't drive. Now in entertainment, Kevin Cash seems to be the new Michael Jackson of entertainment because now he's being accused of a fourth victim. You know, the guy behind the Elmo voice? Yeah, I don't know why. In sports, Manny Pacquiao's mom, she said she's glad that her son got knocked out. She said he had it coming since he changed his religion from a Catholic to a Protestant. I mean, imagine if he would have gone Satanist. That means he would have got his head knocked off, clear off. Besides that, on the side note, Manny Pacquiao just signed a contract with the Sleep Number mattress. Shelly Ebach, the owner, said, how can I pass this opportunity when he made a ring look so comfy? Pacquiao also commented on his signing of the contract. BJ Penn also signed a contract with Everlast to be the first ever Hawaiian-based punching bag after his fight with Ryan Reynolds. Now for world news, did you know that they're planning on replacing the dollar bill with a coin? That sure is going to put a damper on all those broke guys in the strip club, meaning girls will have to strip inside of a bubble or behind a shatterproof glass. You might see strippers dancing next to a slot machine. And a last note, yesterday in New Mexico, there was a handgun found in a package of ribs. Really, talking about a total bang for your buck. I wonder what type of meat I have to buy so I'm going to get an RPG. Well, that's it for Laughing with Felix. Now back to The Roman Show.
Thanks, Felix. Good job there from Laughing with Felix every Tuesday here on The Roman Show.
What's up? This is WWE superstar John Cena. Keep listening to The Roman Show. If you don't, I'll check the phone book. I'll find you. It'll get weird with these. Weird.
And we are back here in The Roman Show, and on the line, we have owner and professional wrestler, Lou Cox of Wildcat Sports Entertainment in Louisiana. Luke, welcome to The Roman Show. How are you, sir?
Yo, what's up, brother? How you doing?
Pretty good, my man. Can't complain. A little under the weather, but we're alive and kicking. Now, Luke, you have a lot of stuff. Yes, sir, a lot of stuff on your end. First and foremost, I want to ask you, because on your Facebook page, you had a profile of Matt Hardy, what seems to be a mugshot here, possibly when he was under the influence. Can you explain to us what is going on with that?
Yeah, I'm a second your boy. Don't drink and drive on the holidays, you know what I'm saying? Don't drink and drive at all, especially during the holidays. You know, don't call Matt Hardy. So you might end up with a mugshot like that.
Now, would you like to wrestle Matt Hardy? Are you calling him out? Or?
I'll wrestle Matt Hardy. Yeah, Matt can go. You know what I'm saying? He's holding broken down and beat up. He's still going up. And, you know, I don't mind wrestling. I love to wrestle him. But it's been a long time coming. You know, he called me reckless. He said, you know, basically saying I'm a danger to be in a ring with, and hell, that might be true. Don't step in a ring with me if you're scared, then, Matt, you know. That's how I feel in this situation.
So he said that you were dangerous inside a squared circle?
Yeah, he said I was reckless. Reckless, dangerous, whatever. I think that's just his way of, you know, saying, hey, man, I hacked up and I hurt myself and I want to blame it on somebody else because, you know, maybe because his knees don't work. They don't bend the right way. Oh, well.
But you never wrestled him.
Never wrestled. No, I never wrestled Matt. I was actually friends with him for a long time. Me and Matt was really good friends. And, you know, Matt went through his problems and he had his demons and he got with that girl. And really, since he got with that girl, kind of been a changed person. So the friendship kind of fell out. I think she does more of the controlling of the relationship than he does.
And what was the last time you spoke to him?
Well, I seen him before the show at Extreme Reunion.
And now, at that time, were you all right?
Yeah. We watched that promo. We offered him the. It was basically me, Homicide, and Papa Don. And I was giving him some props about his match with Shane and telling him to take care of business. And basically told me, he didn't want my props. So it is what it is.
That's right. So now you saw him at Extreme Union, one of the past shows they just recently had?
Yeah, that was at Pittsburgh in November, towards the end of November. I don't remember the date off the top of my head, but it was one of the things. And Shane put himself in that situation to wrestle a guy like Matt because arguably Matt was the biggest star of the show because he's an ex-WWE guy, you know, WrestleMania. He's, you know, Matt Hardy, you know, so he's a huge, huge star. So Shane, of course, with his ego, had to put himself in the main event and had to put himself in there with probably the biggest, you know, so-called star on the roster.
Correct. And we all know about Shane Douglas. Now, I'd like to get your opinion because, and by the way, you will be competing in that. Are you still on for December 29th Extreme Rising in Philly?
Yeah. I'm also popping, baby. That's mine. I'm coming there to knock his off.
Now, who are you scheduled to wrestle that night?
Well, I got Steven Richards in the second round, and then the winner of Devin Storm and Ryan or whoever that is.
Now, I'm sure you're pretty much up to date with what's going on Facebook because Stevie Richards pulled out a video not too long ago putting on a shoot about Shane Douglas and the whole work of Extreme Rising and the whole rebirth of this extreme wrestling. Did you happen to catch that video? What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it, and, you know, I keep saying, look, I got Stevie Richards and then I got the winner of Ryan on Devin Storm. I mean, it probably sounds disrespectful. I have no ill feelings towards a guy like Stevie Richards. I know he's going to be a tough fight, but I'm going there to do one thing, and that's win, you know? That's all I got on my mind. I'm training my ass off, and Stevie Richards is a guy who, you know, take no credit away from him. He trains. He's one of the older guys. He's mad because he fell in that category of older guys because that's what he is. He's been around those guys. But, yeah, he does upkeep himself. Yeah, he works hard. Yeah, he still trains. And he loves the business. He doesn't disrespect the business. And that's one thing I respect about Stevie. Boy, Stevie's just going to be a bump in the road for a guy like me. You know, I'm totally focused. I've never been more focused on anything in my life than going there and winning that title.
And we know that Stevie Richards is a class act. He's a professional inside and outside the ring. So I'm sure you guys will definitely have a great, magnificent match coming up at Extreme Rising in Philly. You know, I was checking out some of the action, and I must say that it is somewhat of a reminiscent of what Extreme Championship Wrestling was. But, of course, you can never duplicate or imitate something that happened in the past. But what can you tell us about this promotion, and do you know of how many shows they're going to have in 2013?
No, I know they're lining things up. Excuse me, I'm sneezing.
Sorry.
I can tell you, the promotion started off with a good buzz, and it looked really promising. The first show was a wash. They had, you know, just Shane totally built that card around him, and, you know, a lot of things got screwed up that night. But once guys like Steve O'Neill, Kevin Conrock, and those guys got more involved with the backstage stuff, it took a turn for the better. I don't know what their plans are past anything. I know they got three shows lined up in New York, WrestleMania weekend, and back in Philadelphia. But I don't really get involved with the office and the political side of things. But I do believe that it's a good thing and a good opportunity for a lot of guys. It gets a lot of buzz, and it's a good thing to wash in some guys with, like, the old time with some new guys. Guys like Papa Don, Homicide, myself. You know, you got guys who can still go and a lot to offer. Guys like the Rhinos and the Devin Storms and Stevie Richards and the Little Guidos. And those guys still work hard, and they come there, and they're bringing their A-game every time, and it's good to mix those guys in with younger guys. And they got the Fakke now and Mester 666. And, man, those guys go hard. I know they're bringing the Super Crazy, and they're bringing the Damian 666. So you can't get a card like that anywhere else in the United States. I just don't see it. I mean, they got other companies that have good shows, but these are packed cards, man. These are hard-hitting, action-packed cards with just a little bit of everything in it. And I just don't think you're going to find that anywhere else. It's as close to ECW as ECW is going to get.
And now, on your end, you're a busy guy in Louisiana, as you're the owner of Wildcat Sports Entertainment, and we're going to speak about that. But let's talk briefly about your stint in the WWE. You were a part of one of the recent shows. Tell us about your experience out there. In fact, we saw some of your pictures there you posted on your Facebook page.
Yeah, I work with WWE a lot. I'm fortunate enough to have a good working relationship with them. I have for years. I've been going back and forth there since 2003, which was my first match. And I'm always trying to improve and get better. And, you know, one day you'll see me in WWE when the time's right. You know, there's been opportunities. We've talked. You know, we actually communicate a lot. It just has to be a time that has to be right for me because I'm, like you said, I'm busy in Louisiana, but I'm actually busy all over. I have a lot of things going on. Besides Wildcat Sports, I got my school and our promotion. I also have my movie work, which is stunts and acting. I stay really busy with that, not to mention my independent wrestling. I wrestle all over, you know, and this is how I make my living. This is the things I do full time. So it stays really busy for me, and it has to be financially right for me and a good time for me to go to WWE. And it will happen. It just, you know, it's a matter of when. Until then, we'll keep pushing on and keep doing everything I do. But I love WWE. I love everything they do. And like I said, I'm just blessed to have a good working relationship with them.
That is just simply great. Luke, now let's talk about Wildcat Sports and Entertainment in Louisiana. Your logo is that if it ain't Wildcat Sports and Entertainment, it ain't wrestling. Tell us a little about
the
promotion and some of the events you got coming up.
We're planning on some stuff after the new year. But basically what I did with Wildcat is I always wanted to open up a school here because Louisiana is a terrible, terrible territory. Mississippi, Panhandle, and Florida. There's no really good wrestlers around here. There's no good promotions. It's a bunch of, you know, out-the-box guys, 40, 50 years old, never wrestled anywhere, never been anywhere, never properly trained. They look terrible. You know, it looks like backyard shows, basically. And they don't draw big crowds. And I'm just tired of that being in this area, man. And Louisiana used to be a really hotbed for wrestling with like, Mid-South and everything. And when I was coming up, man, I loved wrestling around here. And it's gone. It's turned into something that's a joke now. So my whole guy, I wanted to give guys around here an opportunity to have a fortunate, good training center and also have good shows for good talent to work and build this area back up. And so far, we've been doing that, man. We've been blessed. We have really, really good shows. We draw big houses. And, you know, we got some hardworking kids. We got Blake Wilder, Matt Lancey, Carlos Acura, Buku Dao, Walt Brady from Texas. We got so many guys. It's so good to see that built up around here again and not just, you know, you really have nothing. And there's still a lot of trash in the area. It's not like you're going to get rid of the trash. It's just nice to be able to give the fans something that they want to see. You know, and it goes to show with our shows. You see these shows, they do terrible because it's their product. We go out there and I try and give them a little bit of everything and give them a good solid show. And then, you know, and it really shows where I work because it shows with the crowds we draw and people. We have a good, fortunate fan base. The fans always come back. The fans always ask for more. So we really couldn't ask for anything more than what we're doing now. We got some big, big things on the horizon for 2013. I've been in meeting after meeting, man, just trying to make things happen. And I've got a lot of big offers coming up, so we're going to be signing some paperwork here on a really big deal that I'm excited about. I can't really announce it yet because we haven't signed anything. But once we do, man, it's going to be nuts and great for Louisiana wrestling.
Now, from what I understand here, some of the folks that you have involved, or you have Percy Pringle. You have Percy Pringle, obviously, know one of the prestige managers who used to manage The Undertaker.
Right.
Company.
Paul Bear,
and that's a big deal.
Paul Bear. He's a huge deal, and, you know, he loves coming down for us. He's actually one of the people that helped me break into the business, so it's an honor to have him around with my kids and get them to interact, and he loves coming down. And like I said, it's great to have him and a guy of that caliber on the shows. And we use a lot of people. You know, we've had Jerry Lynn in, we've had Tommy Dreamer, we've had Hurricane, we've had Gangrel, you know, and like I can name names all day. And then, like I said, we have the top independent workers around the country. I would put my guys up against any roster, and that's from WWE to TNA to Dragon Gate. We just have a sick roster, man. We got some really good guys. We got guys like Mike Dell out of Texas in Rudy Russo. And, I mean, if you don't know who Mike Dell is, I say Google him, man. Find out about Mike Dell because he's one of the top hands in the country. This guy looks great. He can walk the walk. He can talk the talk. He's like the total package, man. And I hope to get to see him on a big stage in places like TNA or WWE one day because Mike Dell, he's got it, man. And I want the rest of the country to find out about these guys and not just hear about guys in CZW or Dragon Gate or, you know, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, all these other top indies, and, you know, in different areas on the East Coast and West Coast. They need to hear about the South, and we need to get that word out there.
Yeah, South was a hotbed back then, and you're right. You know, when you think of only South right now, you think of Tampa, where WWE has its training grounds. But back then it was a feeding ground for the WWE, or was back then the WWF. In Florida, you had Tennessee, North Carolina. All those areas down south is just a remarkable nest, a feeding nest of professional wrestling talent. And I commend you, Luke, because you're trying to bring this thing back alive.
Exactly. And it's good, man. And I can say that we are the only certified real wrestling school in the South. You know, there's nothing else, well, at least in the Gulf South. I mean, you got Booker T's in Houston, and then I think the next closest thing to us is Tampa. I don't know of any legit training schools that can offer what we offer or have the means to offer what we offer, you know, as far as qualifications and everything go. And it's really nice to have that, and I hope people take advantage of those opportunities, you know.
To up-and-coming students or guys or girls who are interested in becoming pro wrestlers, and there happens to be no wrestling school around them, what do you suggest they should look into the school before signing up? Because I tell you this, because down here where we're at in South Florida, there's about two schools. I think there's another school opening up. But, you know, each company will tell you, you know, we're better because of this and that. But what is the key, in your opinion, that future students should look forward to before they sign up to a wrestling?
Opportunities. You know, one thing is having somebody a good reputation of a trainer, somebody who's been somewhere, or somebody who can get you somewhere. Definitely a promotion. You know, you got to be able to get out. You got to be able to wrestle. You can't just train. You have to do shows with it. So there's a lot of good schools. I'm not knocking on the schools. If you're going to look into wrestling schools, you should go somewhere where you like and you think you're going to be good at and you're going to feel comfortable at. You know, whether it be Dr. Tom's school that you're opening up, the Dudley School, Booker T School, you know, Tampa, Ohio Valley. There's numerous schools you can look into, but most places you're going to have to move to. You're going to have to relocate. You're going to have to start your life over. You're going to have to get a job unless, you know, you come from a rich family. But it just look into where you're going. Look at, you know, their background. Look at what they have to offer you. And look at mostly where you think you're going to be comfortable at. And yes, wrestling school costs money. It's not free. It's not easy. You know, I get hit up all the time. Hey, man, this is my lifelong dream. I want to come wrestle for you. I want to train. But I ain't got no money. Well, you know, the building ain't free. Nobody rents a building for free. You know, I wish we did, but it'll cost a lot of money to open up, and it costs everybody money to have a wrestling school and pay the light bill and everything else. So, you know, you got to get a job. You got to accept responsibility. And if that's your dream, you'll make it happen. So you'll do it by any means. They got guys. You got guys like, you know, Claudio, who is Antonio Cesaro on WWE. You look at a guy like that, and you know how much drive he had. He never wanted to be anything more than a pro wrestler. He worked his whole life to it. That's a guy, like, when he first went to a wrestling school, I just talked to William Regal about this the other day. Regal was telling me that Claudio was going to Dave Taylor's school in Georgia. He went, when he first got the opportunity to go there, he had to be there early in the morning, and Dave Taylor got there, and Claudio was the only guy sitting there at the door. He goes, "Oh, man, you're early. How'd you get here?" Claudio said, "I walked." He flew to Atlanta, then he walked 20 miles from the airport to the school.
Wow.
Because
that's dedication.
That's how bad he wanted it. So, you know, everybody's got a million excuses. If you want to be a pro wrestler, then you're going to have to work hard at it. It's going to cost you money. You know, you're going to have to pay for school. You're going to have to, you know, buy your gear and be on the road and paying your dues and trying to make things happen and getting your name out there. It just doesn't come overnight. And if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. But if you want to do it, there's a million opportunities for you to do it. You just got to go for it.
Absolutely. So when is the next coming show for Wildcat? Wildcat Sports and Entertainment in Louisiana.
We don't have a date yet. The building that I normally run in didn't want us in the building during basketball season, so I'm just supposed to be having a meeting with them next week for our next show. I'm trying to lock down a date in the later part of January. So, like I said, we don't have a date yet on that, but it's coming soon. It'll be right after the first of the year.
Wonderful. Well, Luke, thanks so very much, man, for calling in on the show. And we'd love to have you here again. And next time, we'll talk about the show, about the Wildcat Sports Entertainment Show. So anytime you feel free to call us or give us a bug, and it's a pleasure to speak to you, man.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. Y'all check us out online, wildcatsports.com with a K, Wildcat with a K. And on Facebook, like us on Wildcat Sports on Facebook and Twitter, all that good stuff. We're at Wildcat Sports. And check us out. We got web episodes. We got web shows. You can watch our product and you can see our things. You know, we offer T-shirts and all that good stuff. And get you familiar with the guys from the South. Like I said, the Blake Wilders, the Matt Lanceys, the Carlos Socorros, the Bo Bradys, the Rudy Russos, the Jack Jamesons, Mike Dales, all those guys. And it's a good opportunity to broaden your horizon on Southern wrestling.
Thank you, man. And I'm sure I'll be reaching out to you because we'd love to have some of those guys here so they can get to know them before they get to the
definitely.
Big leagues.
Definitely, man.
Luke,
I'd love to.
Absolutely. Well, Luke, thanks so very much, my man. Have a good night, and we'll talk to you soon.
You too, man. Y'all take care. Appreciate it.
You too. Thank you so very much. Well, there you go. Luke Hawks of Wildcat Sports and Entertainment Louisiana has also worked with WWE behind the scenes. He also sort of the bodyguard in one of the shows. So great stuff coming out of Luke in Louisiana, trying to bring back Southern wrestling into the map. With that said, let's go to a quick little commercial, and we'll be right back with more action on the Roman Show still to come. Jack Sabbath of Impact Championship Wrestling in the Northeast, followed by the NWA Women's Champion, Casey Carlesley. Here on the show, we'll be wrestling La Rosa Negra this Saturday in Hollywood, Florida at 814 South Dixie Highway. You can get your tickets at NWARingWarriors.com. The show starts at 8 p.m. It's an all-female card, but there will be a battle royal featuring men. We'll be right back with more on The Roman Show.
Yo, high five.
Yo, hey, monkey, it's me, DDP. The king of Bada Bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion. And you, are you monkey? You're listening to The Roman Show. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out. Facebook.com/The Roman Show. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolfoRoman.com. That's RodolfoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolfoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. The official sponsor of The Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com.
On the line, I have CEO of Impact Championship Wrestling, Mr. Jack Sabbath, CEO of the company. Jack, welcome to The Roman Show. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Thank you very much for having me. It's an honor.
My pleasure, sir. Now, Jack, tell us a little bit about ICW. You've been on in the Northeast for over 10 years, obviously. Made a statement in that area. Well, tell us a little bit about the promotion.
Well, we started running back in 2001, and we started with guys like myself, Damian Dragon, Boogaloo Lou, Joel Maximo, The Amazing Red, Prince Nana, and a couple other guys. And, you know, it grew. Xavier, can't forget Xavier, and Loki. So, you know, it grew from there.
Well, those guys are shows,
say it again?
Yeah, obviously, those things are very important in the wrestling industry. Loki and Amazing Red will come off. Well, Loki being competed at WWE, Amazing Red and TNA, so definitely ICW establishing the way for these future studs who have made a name for themselves in the industry.
Yeah, Matt Stryker also started with us too, and he went on to WWE as well.
Wow, so quite a list of guys. Now, with ICW, as far as promotions, you say they've been on for over 10 years.
Right.
Would you go ahead and say that ICW has been like a bird, you know, a nest of future talent, to paving the way for the big promotion to professional wrestling?
Yeah, I'd like to say we're kind of like a stepping stone, not to the extent that companies like Ring of Honor are, and I'm not trying to diminish ICW at all. I'm just, you know, very realistic and honest. But, you know, we've had our play. We've had our part to play in that role. You know, like you said, guys like The Amazing Red and Loki and Matt Stryker and Homicide, who went on to TNA and stuff, you know, they all started out with us, you know, along with other companies like Jersey All Pro back in 2001. And, you know, they did their thing in ICW rings, and, you know, they got recognized for that too. So I'd like to say we're a little part of a big thing.
Jack, I think the most important question is possibly, what is the secret to success? Because especially with local promotions, regional promotions, sometimes they don't tend to last. And 10 years is a pretty big deal for a local promotion like yours to exist.
Right. Well, I mean, like I said before, we've been on and off for about 10 years. It hasn't been 10 years steady. I wish that was the case. And here's a little secret in running a promotion. I mean, the main purpose of running live wrestling shows is to make money. But first and foremost, you have to love what you do, because it's so hard to make that kind of money. You know, it's so hard to turn a profit. You've got to love what you do, and I love what I do. I've ran shows, I've stopped. You know, it's not a secret, but I keep coming back because I love it, or, you know, I like to punish myself. I don't know, one or the other, but I do love running wrestling shows, and I do love the independent wrestling scene in the Northeast.
And in the Northeast, there's obviously several promotions out there that run events at a multi-scale. It's very active. It's a large market for professional wrestling, especially the independent leagues.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of great independent companies out there on the Northeast, like that have been around for a long time, like Combat Zone Wrestling, Chikara's doing their thing. You know, there's a lot of great companies out there. ECWA, you know, Jim Kendrick doesn't run it now, but, you know, they're still doing their thing, too, with guys like Jamie Grant. Support all indie wrestling, that's what I say. I say support all indie wrestling shows.
Correct. That's very important, supporting each other. At the end of the day, it is
right.
The sport itself. Now, you do have some events coming up, and from what I understand, you also have some events coming up for the following year, 2013. Now, what can we expect as far as upcoming shows in the 2013 from ICW?
Well, let's start off with the next one coming up in about 10 days on Friday night, December 21st in Deer Park. The arena is the NYWC Arena. That's another really good wrestling company, New York Wrestling Connection. We work with them. We work with a lot of wrestling companies. And, you know, I'll be the first one to say, you know what, I'll share your posts on Facebook or come to our shows and advertise your shows. I would never say no to another company. You know, if wrestling is good here, it's good somewhere else. But, our next show is December 21st at the NYWC Arena, and that's at 435 13 Brook Avenue in Deer Park, Long Island, New York. And the main event's going to be a double jeopardy match between Danny D'Amato and the Amazing Red, who are the ICW tag team champions, against Tommy Dreamer, who's the ICW champion, and Raven. So that's one of the main event matches that we have. First falls for the ICW tag team title, second falls for the ICW championship.
Right, Tommy Dreamer, obviously WWE veteran, ECW veteran, TNA veteran, so he's obviously a big. How did Bob? I know he's from the Northeast area, and he had also a promotion. How did that work? That work relationship with Tommy Dreamer and ICW.
Say it again. I'm sorry, I couldn't catch the first part.
How did you build up that business relationship with Tommy Dreamer, considering that the guy has been WWE, TNA, and he also was running his promotion in New York as well?
Okay, well, it's really funny. Back in 2001, when ECW closed up, Tommy Dreamer was in charge of their wrestling ring and their truck and all that other stuff, the entranceway. And I was good friends with the Prodigy, Tom Marquez, who used to wrestle in ECW. And he connected me with Tommy Dreamer, and I went and bought the ECW ring and entranceway from Tommy Dreamer. And he was on our fourth show at the Elks Lodge back in 2001, where he wrestled Bulls Mahoney. And he pretty much sat me down back then. I was a lot younger. I was 31 years old back then, you know, had my fourth wrestling show. So he sat me down and for about an hour and just really schooled me on, you know, the right things, the wrong things to do. And I learned a lot from him. So, you know, we've been kind of close ever since. He's been on my shows on and off. And, you know, now he's the ICW champion. He beat Dan Mopp at our last show in Boston.
That is great. Dan Mopp, also a big major name in the Northeast promotion over there. He's a big dude.
Yeah, Dan Mopp is one of the best. He's been a Ring of Honor. He's been in Jersey All Pros. He's been all around. He's been in ICW from day one with, you know, when he was a member of the Hit Squad. And, you know, now he's working singles.
Now, Jackson, what's expected in 2013 of ICW?
Well, not to talk big, but sometimes you got to talk big in wrestling to get people to pay attention. But we plan on taking over the entire indie scene in 2013. We already have four shows scheduled for the month of March. We got four shows in the days.
And
in the next...
All in New York?
One show is going to be in Jersey. Another one's going to be in New York. And the other two are going to be in Watertown, Massachusetts. And then we're going to just go on from there. Probably running 2-3 shows a month in different venues. We got a lot of surprises for 2013. It's a lot of work, but we got a good team behind us.
Gotcha, Jack. Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you here on the Roman Show. Jack Savage, CEO of Impact Championship Wrestling in the Northeast. Jack, is there a website where people can keep up with the upcoming shows of ICW?
Yes, there is. You can go to ICWZone.com. That's ICWZone.com. You can get all your tickets there. Advanced tickets right now are $15 and $20 at the door, so you can save a few dollars now. You can also go to our Facebook. It's facebook.com/ICW Presents. And we also have we have two wrestling stores also where we do sell ICW tickets out of. And it's called The Wrestling Universe, thewrestlinguniverse.com. We have tons of action figures as well.
Right. And Jack, that's my last piece before you go. I'd like to let these, the folks know listening on the Roman Show. What makes ICW different compared to the rest of the promotions in the Northeast or even in the South or anywhere in the rest of the United States?
I'd like to say, and I'll have a lot of independent wrestlers back it up, that in 2001, we kind of glorified indie wrestling. When ECW closed their doors in 2001, there definitely was a void to be filled. And I believe we did fill that void in 2001. And companies like, and I'm not taking any credit for it, but I'm just saying people that did start Ring of Honor said that ICW definitely did influence them to starting Ring of Honor. Guys like Rob Feinstein and Gabe Sapolsky have, both said that it definitely influenced them. Just like companies like CZW and Jersey Opro and ICW have influenced companies like Ring of Honor to start. So I'd like to say that we kind of like jump-started the independent scene back in 2001.
Gotcha, Jack. So, Jack, let us know one more time the information or folks can call for ticket information and keep up to date with ICW events.
Sure, it's ICWZone.com. You can get your tickets at that website all the time. You can get your tickets at any Wrestling Universe store. You can get that information on thewrestlinguniverse.com. And tickets sold at ICWZone.com always.
There you go. CEO of ICW, Mr. Jack Savage. Thanks so very much. Check them out. Great show in the Northeast. You don't want to miss it, folks. Thanks so much, Jack.
Thank you very much. Can I just say one more thing?
Go ahead.
We have one specific match that I'm personally looking forward to on December 21st, and that's the Messiah, the backbreaker, Roderick Strong with Prince Nana taking on the Extreme Technician, Papa Don. And that's one match that a lot of people are looking forward to. It's the first time they've ever worked each other.
Mm. Yeah, those two are good guys, especially Nana and Papa Don. Has been a big name, especially in the independent scene.
Probably one of the best unsigned talents out there. Him and Ricky Reyes, I think they both deserve to be in WWE right now.
Absolutely. So it just might be a matter of time until we'll see him there. But, hey, at least you can check him out first in ICW. Thanks so very much, Mr. Jack. We appreciate it. Anytime you'd like to call in, feel free to do so, sir.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure. I really appreciate the time. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're bringing to you December 15th, Bombshells and Jingle Bells, sponsored by the American Top Team and LPJobs.com. We're bringing to you the best in professional ladies wrestling here in South Florida, an extravaganza, top female wrestlers in the world, descending upon Hollywood, Florida on December 15th. In the name of charity, in the name of holiday spirit giving, we're going to give 100% of the profit to the Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital. We're going to have the NWA World Ladies Champion, Casey Collin, in the house. She'll be fighting La Rosa Negra from the island of Puerto Rico, the Battling Bombshell Champion. Joining us from the island of Puerto Rico will be La Morena, Amazona. From Florida, Lima Bates, Santana Garrett. The FCW superstar, Sue Young. The Diva Vita from Philadelphia, Sienna Duvall. We'll have Cherry Lane and Solo Dowling also in the house with Calypso and Angel Rolls. But that's not it. We have one more featured match, a 12-man Yuletide Seasons Beating Battle Royal, where 12 of the best male athletes will be in the ring. The last two standing will fight and get a contract for any championship on NWA Ring Warriors or on FOW Future of Wrestling. Don't miss this December 15th. Bombshells and Jingle Bells, Hollywood, Florida. We'll see you there.
Arena. They are gearing up for this Saturday, December 15th. Bombshells and Jingle Bells, as the action will take place at 814 South Dixie Highway. And that's going to be an exciting night starting at 8 p.m. And on the line, I have the NWA Women's Champion, Ms. Casey Leslie. Casey, welcome. Welcome to the Roman Show, Casey
Carlisle.
I apologize. Casey Carlisle on the program right now, who is putting up the title up against La Rosa Negra, who was on the show last week. Casey, big show coming up. It's an all-female card, but there will be a males Royal Rumble, Battle Royal going on. So it's not completely an all-ladies match.
I saw that earlier this week.
Mm-hmm, they added it towards the end. But at the end of the day, you ladies will take the main stage. So as you will be the main event against La Rosa Negra. Casey, how are you? Welcome to the Roman Show.
Thank you for having me. I'm doing well. How are you?
Absolutely great. Can't complain. Now, let's first talk about you first and foremost. As you in 2012, this year, you were in the PWI Female 50 was
mm-hmm.
released. And you were in that top 50. This year coming in at number 40. And prior to that, you were also listed as well. It's a big achievement on your end.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's it's one of those milestones that you like to take note of, and that's always nice to have under your belt. I feel like anytime you are given any type of recognition, in that kind of that scope, on that big of a scale, obviously PWI is, the publication when it comes to professional wrestling. So it's quite an honor to be included among those women.
That is a big, big, big deal, especially for you, Casey. Now, this Saturday, and by the way, are you already in South Florida by any chance, or not yet?
No, I'm not. I will be down there. I'm arriving Saturday morning.
So Saturday morning, you'll be in action, NWA Ring Warriors against La Rosa Negra. Now, what can you tell us about this upcoming match? You are the main event, putting up your NWA World Women's title. You guys have had a little you've been hyping it up, both of you girls, online, putting out some YouTube videos, calling each other up. Can you explain to us, is there a little rivalry between you guys, a little animosity towards you guys?
Oh, absolutely. There's absolutely animosity. This is going to be our second match together. The first match, which was also my first title defense after winning the title, was last month up in Bayville, New Jersey for NWA Coastal. That was my first defense, and it was also against La Rosa Negra. That was the first time I had ever met her in the ring. I didn't have any exposure to her in person prior to that, other than, the only exposure I'd had was what I had seen of her online. There's absolutely animosity. In that match in New Jersey, I'll hand it to her. She's a tough competitor. I'm not going to take anything away from her. She's very tough. I consider her to be somewhat of a spitfire. She's very quick. She definitely knows what she's doing in the ring. But I'll tell you, that is one mouthy girl. And I see her... she did it before our match in New Jersey, and she did it leading up to this match here that we have coming up this Saturday in Hollywood, Florida. She has a mouth on her, and she likes to set up her little webcam or video camera at home and start, spouting off at the mouth about how she's going to do A, B, C, and D. The poor girl hasn't even gotten done accomplishing A, and she's on the letter Z. So, all kinds of animosity. She challenged me once for the title. She has now somehow in just shy of a month's time secured a rematch for the title once again. Kudos to her for doing so. That's an achievement in itself, if you ask me, because there's plenty of capable women that could have a match, but that's fine. I'll travel to South Florida, and I'm not shy to tell you that I put a pretty decent beating on her up in New Jersey, and I'm not going to hold back. It's going to be even worse this time around. She's like the little fly that won't go away.
Now, as far as your end, you definitely some tough words there, I must say, against a little Negro there, Casey. So, aside from a great competition, I see both of you guys are going to give it your all. So, and ladies always bring it in the ring. It's especially in the independent scene. You really watch some good professional ladies wrestling, which nowadays it's kind of like watered down when you're watching the TV. So I must say, I know that you guys are going to give it 100% come this
Saturday over there in Hollywood, Florida. Now, let's talk about you, aside from your defending the title. You broke into the scene of wrestling back in 1998 as a manager, and you were affiliated with wrestler Shorty Sponks. And soon after that, you came back into the ring in 2003. First and foremost, what got you motivated into going into professional wrestling?
I fell in love with wrestling when I was a little eight-year-old girl. I was home one night. My sister was watching it, and she kind of called me into the room to watch it with her and sat down, and I fell in love immediately. I was mesmerized by it, and that love affair has yet to end. So wrestling is what I became obsessed with as a child. It's what I focused on. It was all I cared about. It was all I watched on TV. I wasn't having tea parties and playing with Barbies. I had my little plastic wrestling ring toy and all of my action figures set up and was playing with those instead. And told everyone at a very early age that I wanted to be a wrestler when I grew up, and I never let go of that dream. It's something that I maintained my love for and something I set my sights on and was fortunate and lucky enough to accomplish.
Now, did you find any challenges from your family members or friends and say, you're going to be a professional wrestler, really? Why not go to this? Why not do that?
No, I'm really extremely lucky in the fact that my family is extremely supportive of me. Obviously when I was younger, you know how kids always have very wide eyes, very starry eyes, lots of big dreams and hopes that don't always necessarily pan out. I think that's probably how my parents looked at it and handled it in their minds at the time, thinking that maybe I would grow out of it or, that life would maybe just take me in a different direction. But as the years have gone on, and especially once I was in the business and, starting to kind of move forward with it, they have been extremely supportive. They come to shows, whenever they can. My dad's constantly emailing his friends and family members, if he finds links to articles online, radio interviews online, pictures, whatever he can. They're incredibly supportive, and it means the world to me, to be honest.
Well, that is very nice. I'm assuming that they've also gone and checked you out and wrestled in person.
Oh, yeah. They've come to several shows over the years. They even drove up several years ago. It was like 2006, I believe. I was working a few shows up in Massachusetts near Boston, and they even drove up with me to one of those shows one time to come watch me wrestle. So they're very supportive and very encouraging.
When you have family members at ringside, does it give you a little bit of butterflies, even though you've probably wrestled a whole bunch of times, but does it kind of give you the butterflies knowing that, gosh, here are my friends, and it really kicks it up a notch as far as your performance?
To be honest with you, not really. It doesn't come into play at all as far as I'm concerned. A lot of times I don't even think about the fact that they're out there until obviously I'll see them before the show, but then I kind of don't even really think about it again until I'm out there and they actually catch my eye in the crowd, and that's when I'll be like, oh, that's right, they're there. I'm normally so focused on what I want to achieve in my match and focused on, just my overall performance and so forth for that night that I don't really think about it. Even if I did, it's not something that makes me nervous. It's not something that I'm worried about. If anything, it's more fun that way and more exciting to know that they're right there. And they just get, they love it. They just absolutely love it, getting to watch me in person and be there to share it with me. So it's actually a treat when they're there. I really enjoy it.
Now, how do you prepare for an upcoming match prior, say, like an hour or two? Well, what are some of your rituals, if you will? You listen to music, and what is on your iPod or iPhone or Android or whatever MP3 audio equipment you have? What is it that Stacey Carlisle does to prepare before a match?
On my way, I drive usually a pretty decent distance to get to most of my my bookings. So I'm in the car alone a lot of the times, upwards of, 5-6 hours one way sometimes. I really heavily rely on my CDs in my car. I just kind of crank up the music and go. Once I get to the building, after I've kind of said hello to everybody and, you know, just mulled around and so forth, I normally just kind of, you know, tuck myself into a corner or up against the wall in the locker room. And, you know, I don't really listen to music in the locker room at all. I'm more focused on just kind of visualization and mentally preparing, kind of going over in my head what I might want to do and what my game plan is. Of course, you know, I'm a girl, so I have all my makeup to do and everything. So just a lot of quiet time most of the time, just kind of keeping to myself and, you know, just kind of mentally getting ready. A lot of it's so mental. I use a lot of time just to kind of mull things over and think.
Especially for a girl, it must be, because, you know, us men, if you're going to go out to the ring, who cares, right? Just start doing a couple of push-ups, do a little bit of the resistance bands to get the biceps looking good and great. But you girls have a lot. You guys have a lot to focus on, because you got to look good. You got to look pretty. You got to do your hair. You got to, depending on your character. But yeah, I mean, how much time, how early do you get to the arena to start doing your makeup, to possibly work on your attire and so forth? Maybe you wanted to do something new, you want to wear something new, and what is it that what type of color do you choose on your attire? What does that define you? How do you choose these colors? Or what motivates you to color, choose these colors?
I normally just try to kind of space the colors I wear. You know, I have the same top I wear all the time, but my shorts are all different colors. I don't really have specific reasons necessarily behind wearing the colors I have. Every now and then, maybe. For example, I worked a show a few days before Halloween back in October, and so I wore orange and black just to have fun and be Halloween-y. You know, other than that, I'm not really big on having new things to do or anything like that on the day of a show. If I'm going to do any modifications to anything, if I'm going to be trying anything new, I normally don't do that at a show. I'll normally try to accomplish whatever I need to prior to the show, because I don't want the distraction and I don't want another thing to worry about. You know, so, and really it's just a matter of slapping on, you know, 10 pounds of makeup in the locker room before I go out, hoping it doesn't sweat all off. You know, and that's it. I mean, by the time to be honest with you, I don't get to the building super, super early in the day. I normally am getting there, you know, an hour, maybe a little bit more ahead of bell time. Because I also don't like having a lot of dead time on my hands. I don't like just sitting there staring at the wall. I like, you know, being able to come in and go ahead and start getting ready and doing what I need to do. So other than my makeup, it's just, you know, stretching out a little bit. And again, just kind of, you know, letting my thoughts twirl around in my head and getting mentally prepared for being out in the ring.
This is great. We're speaking to Casey Carlisle, the NWA Women's Champion. She will be fighting in the main event, Bombshells and Jingle Bells, December 15th, this Saturday, 8 p.m., 814 South Dixie Highway, to all those folks listening to us in South Florida, in Hollywood, Florida. Before we let you go, Casey, what message would you like to relay to your opponent, La Rosa Negra, and how should she get ready for you?
She can get ready for me by clearing out a space on the floor, laying down on her back, getting used to it. That's exactly how she's going to end up on Saturday. That's what she needs to do. My message to her is very clear, and for anybody who hasn't already seen it, you alluded to it earlier, you mentioned the YouTube video that's out there right now about this match. I very, very highly recommend that everybody watches that video that I have on my YouTube channel about this match. You know, I warned La Rosa before a match in New Jersey. I told her that the piece of advice I was going to give her was to look up at the lights and get used to them, because that's what she'd be staring at. Didn't quite happen that way in New Jersey, but coming Saturday at Bombshells and Jingle Bells, again, my advice to her is be prepared to take the worst beating that you are going to have felt in a very long time, and be prepared to leave that building defeated, because that is exactly what I have planned on happening.
Strong words from Casey. You could also follow her on Twitter at Casey Carlisle. That's on Twitter at Casey Carlisle, the NWA Women's Champion, mixing it up with La Rosa Negra. She's putting up the title on the line against La Rosa Negra this Saturday. You can get your tickets at nwaringwarriors.com. to all those folks that listen to us in South Florida. Casey, thank you so very much. We appreciate you taking some time, and good luck. And next time we speak to you, well, we'll be talking about a W, we hope.
Exactly. We will be, and we'll be talking about the next one. Thank you so much for the time and having me on. I really appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Have a great match this coming Saturday. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Take care.
You too. Thank you. All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Casey Carlisle will be in action this Saturday, December 15th, 814 South 60 Highway, Hollywood, Florida. December 15th, 8 p.m. Get your tickets at TheBearingWarriors.com. All right, with that said, guys, lots of action here on this program this evening. I want to make sure that you check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Follow us. And if you happen to miss some of the interviews this evening, you can go to RodolphRoman.com and you can listen to the entire podcast. We're also on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and iTunes. So just look us up, The Roman Show, and you'll see us right there, loud and clear, and you can listen to us no matter where you are, no matter what part of the world you're in, whether you're in Florida, in Chicago, or in the Northeast, wherever you are, you can listen to The Roman Show. We are global. Shout out to Johnny Knockout. Unfortunately, we had to do some recordings prior, so couldn't be on the show, but shout out to Johnny Knockout. I understand he has a blog going on. Next week, we'll talk about it. But with that said, I want to get into the section that we really, really look forward to speaking to every single Tuesday here on The Roman Show. And that is none other than our favorite little section that we like to call Weird News. But we'll be right back with that after the small commercial break.
This is the new face of Impact Wrestling and inspiration to all children everywhere, Christopher Daniels, and you are listening to The Roman Show.
AllOutMMAGear.com is your best source for MMA gear and apparel. Use code RomanShow and receive 15% off your next purchase. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at AllOutMMAGear and on Facebook.com/AllOutMMA for the latest on merchandise and special offers. AllOutMMAGear.com, from Miami to the world.
What's up? This is Kaz from TNA Wrestling. You're listening to The Roman Show.
All right, so over the weekend, guys, down here in South Florida, we had a big major event. It's devoted to art. It's called Art Basel. Folks from all over the world come and visit galleries down here, especially in an area they call Wynwood. Showcase all of their work they've been working on for the past year. This is the Super Bowl of art here in South Florida. And you have art that's worth $50,000, $100,000, and the list goes on and on. In fact, you can check some of the pictures I'll be posting on the website, RodolphRoman.com, later this week, and you can see some of that artwork. It's pretty unique, and it's wonderful. It's really, really cool. You know, personally, I draw myself, and I found a lot of inspiration, actually, during that event. But with that said, something just caught my attention this past week when it comes to weird news. Because, well, you know, when it comes to art, you can always be creative. But this time around, they really got creative. And that's, I can't even believe this, but Shibuan Miao, that's right, Shibuan Miao, a New York City artist, uses cat's feces, urine, and fur in some of her artwork. Again, I want to emphasize in her last name, Miao, that's what she calls herself. Miao sat down with the local East Village blog to chat about how paintings of the 20 cats in her apartment went from the color of Peter to the color of poo. Now she says in a quarter, I put a canvas down where one of my cats was going outside of a litter box. It took to it and it started pooping. peeing on different parts of it. I threw some cat hair that I had swept off the floor on it, and he pushed that around into different patterns. I don't know if you'd like to have that in your living room. Might leave a strong stench. In other words, in other news, cat burglars. We all know about cat burglars, right? Well, a cat in northeast London, seems to be your topic today's pets. A cat in northeast London is an inadvertent burglar after its owner discovered the kitty's magnet collar had picked up 20 sets of keys. That's right, the cat lived up to its name, Cat Burglar, because of its collar. Speaking of all these keys, thanks to its magnetic, of course. Now, her name is Milo, and for the last 5 weeks, this real-life cat burglar has been on an accidental crime spree, picking up house and car keys from around her neighborhood. Milo's owner, Kristen Alexander, installed a magnetic cat flap on her own door to keep other pets out, but admitted she had no idea how Milo, who wandered through houses using other cat doors, was snooping around when she wasn't home. So watch out with that cat. If you find yourself missing keys, just make sure you search for this cat, Milo. Now, if you're considering shelling out $500 for a pound of donkey cheese, well, we're sorry about it. The world's supply has dried up and Novak Djokovic is to blame. Djokovic, the number one ranked singles tennis player in the world, has purchased the entire global supply of Puel, or rare cheese produced by donkey milk that can cost over $500 per pound. Djokovic reportedly bought the animal output of Puel from the world's sole producer, a donkey farm 50 miles west of the Serbian capital, Belgrade. Now, Djokovic plans to use the white crumbling cheese, which recently set the record for the world's most expensive cheese in chain of restaurants he was opening. Some really pricey cheese. I personally love cheese, but $500 a pound, I think I'll stick to my craft. Now, this is just, times are rough. We understand that, but you don't have to go this low. Now, a trio of 13-year-old boys allegedly looted a Wisconsin pharmacy for guess what? Now, they threatened the employee here by knife point, but the reason they looted this place is because they went after condoms and candy. The underage suspects, whose identities are being withheld, were spotted stuffing sweets in their pockets late Friday evening last week. By the manager of a Walgreens store in Madison. A smoking gun reports, the manager approached the suspects and asked them to return the treats. He told the boys that they didn't need to get in trouble over this, according to police report. Now, the boys pulled the store security alarm as they left, and the manager followed them out to the parking lot. He offered again to let the boys off, and they returned the stolen items, only to have a $15 package of condoms thrown at him. And as one boy yelled, "Don't you call the blank police," authorities said. Incredible. Another news, a Pennsylvania woman recently made a gruesome discovery inside her apartment. That's right. Now, this is just, we all know about relationships. It's all some males. Excuse me. Some males agree on women. It turns out that a woman at an unidentified resident of Leakins, a borough about 35 miles northeast of Harrisburg, contacted police last month and reported someone had broken into her Main Street apartment when she wasn't home. Worse yet, the perpetrator had glued shut her refrigerator door and a utensil drawer. Glue had also been poured on her computer keyboard, the woman alleged. Authorities soon focused her attention on the woman's ex-boyfriend. Police have yet to reveal what, if any, evidence they found linking Humberg to the sticky situation. Now, Humbert being the boyfriend, of course. Nevertheless, he was charged Monday with burglary, trespassing, stalking, and criminal mischief. Lastly, to finish off the program and to finish off this section of weird news, one of three Florida men who stole and this is just horrible, who stole and listen to this and snorted human and dog ashes, sentenced Friday to more than 8 years in prison. Jose David Diaz Marrero, who's just simply 20 years old, committed a series of burglaries between December 2010 and January 2011, according to the Ocala Star-Banner. In his most heinous crime, Diaz Marrero, with his accomplices, Waldo Sora and Matrix Adaluz, discovered several urns filled with ashes in a Silver Spring shore he burglarized back in December 15th of 2010. The group reportedly thought that the urns contained the crushed up pills, so they tasted and snorted the contents. The men also reportedly stole $1,500 worth of jewelry, a laptop, and a 42-inch television. Wow. Well, guys, that's pretty much for this episode of The Roman Show. We have two more episodes next week, and we'll be taking a break. However, we will have a show on the 26th. We won't have a show on the 25th, which will be Christmas for all you folks that celebrate the holiday. Now, for all our Jewish listeners, happy Kwanzaa. We appreciate you for listening to us. I'm sure you're probably not listening to us right now live, but you will the following week. We appreciate all your love and support. So thank you so very much. To all the Jewish folks there, and happy Hanukkah. But on the 25th, we will not have a show, but we will have a show on the 26th, December, and soon after we're going to have a break. We'll have a break the first week of the year. But we'll be right back soon after that with big names. So, guys, make sure you follow us on Twitter at RomanDH for to find out all the details and information and what's happening in the world of the Roman Show as we plan to bring you a full action-packed 2013. If you thought 2012 was spectacular, just wait till next year. And trust me, we kick some butt in 2012. We'll double that. Guys, follow us on Twitter at RomanDH. Visit the website, RodolphoRoman.com. If you happen to miss the interviews we had this week or this show, and tune in tomorrow night as we have MMA legend Hento Gracie on the program. Hento Gracie. Gracie, obviously, a legend in the sport, a man that was a big-time pioneer in the program of mixed martial arts. Also, we'll have scheduled Hector Lombard, who will be fighting this weekend. He'll be calling in all the way from Australia. He'll be on the program. And other fighters, including Talon from Invicta FC, will join us. We really appreciate your support, guys, and thank you so very much for listening, and we'll catch you tomorrow night at 8:30 p.m. here on the same website. Good night, guys, and please take care of yourself with this flu that's going around. It's just horrible. Good night, guys.